everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. I hope you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. I have a great program for you today. Are you feeling stressed these days? I know I am, given all that's happening in our world. Well, my guest today will help you align your energy, achieve balance, and be fully present and mindful when you're faced with stressful times in your life. My guest is Lisa Erickson. She is a teacher, energy worker, and author of the new book, Chakra Empowerment for Women, Self-Guided Techniques for Healing Trauma, Owning Your Power, and Finding Overall Wellness. Lisa is certified in mindfulness meditation instruction and trauma sensitivity and has been trained in a broad range of healing modalities. She is passionate about helping individuals connect with their energy bodies. For more information about Lisa or her new book, please go to chakraempowermentforwomen.com. So welcome to the program, Lisa. Wonderful to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Terry. I'm glad to be here.
I am too. And we need your energy work now. But first, as I mentioned in the introduction, Lisa, you're an energy worker. Tell us what that means and what motivated you to become an energy worker.
Yes, well, I help people connect with their energy bodies. And a lot of people don't realize in the West that they already may be engaged with modalities that utilize our energy anatomy, things like acupuncture, certain kinds of massage, and yoga are all not just designed to work with our physical body. They also work with our energy anatomy, with these mappings of our energy system that have come down to us from many different cultures. So my approach is really guided imagery, breath work, meditations, and exercises, affirmations that individuals can use to empower themselves through specifically chakra work. And chakras are energy centers in our energy body.
Yeah, tell us more about chakras and why the listener would even consider working with chakras.
So chakras are like the primary organs in our energy anatomy, just like in our physical body. We have our heart, our stomach, our lungs. In our energy body, which is really like an interface, I think, between our physical body and our psyche and our spirit, it's kind of in this in-between level. Our energy body has these energy centers. And there's different chakra systems, but the main chakras are aligned from our tailbone all the way up to our crown, kind of parallel to our spine. And each of them is associated in energy medicine with different physical systems in our body. So they're used in energy healing. And then they're also aligned with different emotional states and states of awareness, like focus, inner peace, compassion, feeling confident. So focusing on a particular energy center can also help you access those energies from a personal transformation perspective.
Oh, so you
can work
like,
with them both for healing. Yeah, go ahead.
And so depending on what emotion I'm feeling, I might work with a different chakra or an energy worker would. Is that correct?
Exactly. So I might help you guide you into focusing on a particular chakra to help you both release an energy anxiety, something like that, that is impacting you negatively, and also help you bring forth another feeling, right? Mm-hmm. It's really a tool for shifting your awareness. I kind of call it mindfulness 2.0 because in mindfulness, we talk about just not reacting to your emotions and your thoughts, getting some space so you can make a choice about how you want to react in a situation. And with chakra work, you kind of take it to the next level and you say, you know, what energy do I want to bring to this situation?
I love it. Well, I personally, by the way, Lisa, have worked with an energy healer or worker, and I've had her do work with my chakras. So, and it helped me so much. So, I have to tell listeners that as well. And so, I love what you're saying. How many chakras do we have in our body, by the way?
Well, I mostly in this book and in my main work with seven along the spine. In fact, there are more than that, and different systems map them slightly differently. There are other minor chakras, there are out of body chakras. There's a lot of different mappings, but these seven along the spine are the ones that are most well known in the West and that are the most accessible, I think, for everyone to work with.
And can you tell us about those seven?
Yeah, I can run through all of them if you want.
That would be
I'll
great.
try to
I
do
would
that.
be so interested. This is great.
I'll do my quick and dirty, you know.
Good.
So the root chakra, the focal point for that I like to use is the tailbone. And on an energy medicine side, it's linked to our immune system, for one thing, very relevant right now, our skeletal system, our connection to our physical body. Psychologically, it's linked to feeling safe, secure, present in your body. Also to our relationship to our family and our tribe, you could say, our people, right?
Right.
Our second chakra is in our pelvis. And it, you know, the first chakra is like our stability. The second chakra is our adaptability. It's a link to emotions and it's linked to our ability to adjust and adapt. Also very relevant in these times, right? Our ability to adjust to changing circumstances. It's also linked to sensuality, sexuality. And on the energy medicine side, our reproductive system. And our navel, I like to work with the third chakra focal point is our navel. Some people like to work with the solar plexus, but either way, it's linked to our digestive health and it's linked to our sense of, our digestive health and our sense of power, determination, organization. Should I keep going? I can go through all
Yeah,
seven.
I think that is great. Yes, please tell me the other ones.
Okay, so the heart, very relevant in the work that you do, right, with relationships. I mean, our heart chakra, in the middle of our chest, as you would expect, has a lot to do with our relationships. Our ability both to receive love and give love. Also, inner peace, equanimity, this ability, it's the center of the seven chakras, so it's really about this sense of balance. And then in energy medicine, it is linked to our heart and our lung. Throat chakra linked to, as you would expect, communication, but not just speaking, all kinds of communication, nonverbal, physical, intuitive, and also hearing. So it's really the whole communication loop, our ability to express ourselves authentically and really receive in what someone else is saying. It's like the link between our heart and our mouth. And it's linked to the thyroid gland and our mouth, all the neck components in mouth and ears. Our third eye in our forehead, so just above the midpoint of your eyebrows, is linked to our eyes, linked to our pituitary. Some say pineal, some say pituitary. And it's linked to intuition, imagination, and insight. I like to say the three I words. Really, these other ways of knowing besides just thinking, right? Besides just rational thought. And then our crown chakra is on the top of our head. It's often like halos represent the crown chakra. Halos are in almost all religious art that we know of across many cultures. It is linked to spirituality. It's linked to faith, but it's also linked to just a sense of meaning and purpose, whether you get that from religion and spirituality or you get it from some other philosophical approach to life. It's about your sense of meaning, what creates meaning for you in living. So you
That
can
is
really see, yeah, I mean,
right.
they just span our whole life, right?
They
Physically
span
and mentally.
everything that we do and think about and exist for. And I really appreciate that chakra 101 lesson, especially for listeners, so that we understand those seven chakras. And now then, as our world is so changing, I mean, every day it is changing, Lisa, with the coronavirus. And many listeners, myself included, I'm sure you as well, are stressed and we're anxious. We don't know what will be happening. How can working with our chakras help us? Or are there certain ways that we can work with our chakras that would help us?
Absolutely. It is a very powerful meditation approach. And as we know, mindfulness and meditation are phenomenal stress management tools. And it's not something you have to sit down and do for half an hour. You can just spend a few minutes a day breathing in to your chakras and centering yourself, and it lowers your stress hormones. I mean, what stress does is it kicks off this whole stress response in your body, triggers adrenaline, cortisol. They have a negative impact on your health. They have a negative impact on your immune system. So right now, all of us really do need to invest in triggering what's called the relaxation response, which chemically actually counters that stress response in your body.
Right. And how would I do that, though? Yeah. I mean, what can you tell listeners? How do I focus in on my breath?
Yeah. Well, so what I like to do with the chakras, I would say the heart chakra and the root chakra are the two that I find the most helpful for stress. So you can simply visualize light, a ball of light, in the center of your chest. You can do that for a few minutes and imagine as you inhale and exhale that every breath is making this light brighter. Mm-hmm. And every exhale is releasing stress. You can then focus on different parts of your physical body where you're holding stress, your jaw, your shoulders, and imagine that light from your heart is just dissolving that tension on your exhale. The other very powerful method is focusing on your root chakra, your tailbone. One visual I like for this one is imagining light coming up from the earth and creating like a bowl, because this chakra is linked to the earth element, a bowl that you're actually like sitting in, like you're protected by the earth. And this root chakra is it's a good energy chakra to focus on right now. It's really at your tailbone. You can visualize red light there. You can visualize this bowl from the earth if you like, because it's linked to our immune system and our connection to our physical body. And it brings our awareness down as opposed to spinning in our head with a lot of thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think another powerful tool for some people, if you're not visually oriented, is to use affirmations. So in your heart, as you're visualizing light there, you might say, I am centered, I am calm, I am at peace. In your root chakra, you might say, I am safe, my body is strong, I trust in my body, things like that. I offer a lot of these in my book as well. But those, you can work visually, you can work with affirmations, whatever really clicks for you.
I like all of those suggestions, Lisa. Listeners, I'm feeling calm just by sharing those exercises with us. And as listeners know, Lisa, I am so all about affirmations. I mean, now is really the time to do it for ourselves, as you mentioned. But, you know, do it for your partner. Do it for your child, your parent now as well. I have students even who are extremely stressed because all of university classes went, you know, online as well. And so give the people around you these affirmations. You are okay. You are good. You are fine. You are smart. You are generous. I care about you. Now is the time really to do that with all of us, I think, as well.
Absolutely. And I like ones like we're supporting each other, right? Like right now, we really need the sense we're all supporting each other, too.
Exactly. Because now really is the time to appreciate all of the people in our world, our communities, our family, our relationships. Absolutely. So both of those exercises, or you gave us three, all are for relieving stress and the helping our immune system as well. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely. And the lower three chakras, that tailbone, pelvis, and navel chakra, they're all three very linked to immune support too. So chakra meditations that focus on those three, and that may be kind of a second step for someone who's interested in energy work, but that's really the way to help on the energy level support your physical immune function.
I like that. And what about any mindfulness meditation that you could give us as well that would help us during these challenging times?
Well, mindfulness is really simply tools for staying present. So some people use their breath for that. You can simply focus on the rise and fall of your belly. Do that for 5 or 10 minutes. You're just pulling your mind back every time it wanders and simply trying to stay present. For some people, that's a little bit too little activity, and that's why they like chakra work, because they like having a visual and a color and an affirmation. I think you can do that with mindfulness, too, in terms of mindfulness of senses. Like, what is everything I hear right now? You know, the cars going by, the dog barking in the neighbor's yard, the fan. What is everything I see right now? What are all the colors? What is everything I smell right now? It may seem silly, but what this does is it makes you very present in your body. It slows down your usual mental activity, which distances us from our body. And presence in our body actually brings forth the energy of those lower chakras I was talking about that are linked to our immune function. Mm-hmm. So presence in your body is really helpful.
I like that. Presence in your body, fully present. You know, when I worked with an energy healer worker, we looked at the colors and the ball that you were talking about and breathing into the ball and not only making the ball larger, but the color of the ball. As a coach and as a therapist, I take on a lot of people's emotions and energies as I'm, and I'm interested in just a second about how you don't do that as well, but doing that exercise for me allowed me to be okay if the energy came in, but change the energy once it was in, which was so helpful to me as a coach and as a therapist and as a human being as well. How do you not do that, Lisa?
Well, I use a technique very similar to that, and then I also use boundaries, something I call the second skin, which is really drawing on the root chakra and the navel chakra. This is actually in the book, too, to actually imagine you're creating this energetic boundary. And I would say, you know, all of us that are in this kind of work, healing and coaching and therapeutic work, we tend to be empathic. We tend to take on others' emotions. Right. What's interesting in terms of energy teachings is that women are more prone to do that in general, regardless of the kind of work that they're involved in. Our energy bodies are more absorbent by nature, essentially. And then we have conditioning factors too. Like, we're often conditioned to kind of be people pleasing or taking responsibility for others' emotions. So that can trigger that pattern too, that we're always sort of monitoring everyone's emotions in the room. And so all of these kinds of things are patterns I work with on the chakra level to help women learn how to both boundary themselves energetically and also to do what you're doing. That if you do take on the emotion of someone, you can transform it. It doesn't just have to bring you into their state.
Very good. And I know, listeners, you know, Lisa talks all about this in her book, and each chapter focuses on a new chakra tool, and I highly recommend the book. One of the things you talk about, though, in your book and that you specialize in is women and women's bodies. Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit, Lisa, about how women's bodies may differ from men's and how that impacts them. Share a little bit more about those differences and how women might learn to work with their chakras or their energies.
Yeah. Well, so women, we are centered in the second chakra in the pelvis. This womb wisdom, you know, is what it used to be called in different spiritual traditions. And that does make us more absorbent. It also makes us tremendously powerful in terms of anchoring the people around us. We do impact the people around us with our energy. I know many mothers who will say, you know, are sort of sometimes feel burdened by how much their own emotion can impact their children. Like, however their emotion goes is kind of rules the house, but it's also powerful. And it's true in terms of leadership. It's true in a lot of different realms. So once we learn how to kind of harness this empathic energy, for example, as you have, it's actually a tool for us to help people, for us to inspire people. And that's part of the purpose of learning to work with it. I think the other aspect of women's energy bodies that it's helpful for women to know is that our energy shifts with our reproductive cycles, menstruation, pregnancy, postpartum, perimenopause, menopause. And understanding those energy cycles and how our energy is impacted and working with it can really bring a lot more awareness to those times of our life and transform them into phases of personal growth as opposed to, you know, difficulties and challenges.
I like that. And focusing on not that I might be different and that's negative than a man and his energies, but focusing on how I can harness that. I like that word, harness that energy. Yeah. And so what would be an example? Let's say I'm a listener who is pregnant or who recently had a child. How might my energies be different? And how can I be more aware that I can use that for good, not a challenge or negativity?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because pregnancy is this time we talk about the pregnancy glow. And really, there is this energetic opening that occurs with the second chakra in particular. It really can be a time where a woman comes into new creative insights about herself, new creative ideas, all of this kind of things that are linked to the second chakra, creativity and inspiration. But then what often happens is then you have a baby and you have no time to act on any of that, potentially.
Wow, right.
And so you have to sort of learn to table it for the when it's right in your life. But it can be a time of the journaling and things like this, especially in the last trimester, can be a time of amazing personal insight and inspiration. Once you have that child, you now have what's called in energy work the mother-child energy line. You have a direct energy line between you and your child. It's a new thing to manage in your life. And part of navigating that postpartum phase is learning that balance between self-care and care of your child. And on an energy level, you can actually imagine closing that line when your child is well cared for and allowing yourself to feel your practicing, feeling your energetic integrity. Learning how to bring your energy up because it kind of all gets pooled down in your womb area and you have to kind of learn how to bring it back up. And that's part of the transition phase. Some women can get really taken out by that mother-child line initially. They just completely give themselves over to it and they lose their own energetic integrity. And as your child grows, you really should be taking more of that back, allowing them more independence. You know, also, as I'm sure you often discuss, there's impacts with your partner, not shutting them out, but truly allowing it to be a couple experience, having the child together.
Wow, it's so wonderful because you're talking about relationships in terms of the energy that exists between two people. So it's not the relationship as an entity, but it's the energy that you have and that your partner has or your child or your friend. And that's what you're focusing on, which is amazing. And I love it, Lisa. Such a great message, a wonderful book. We only have 2 minutes left. Any last comments, or if there's one message that you want people to take away from today's program, what would it be?
To give it a try, to give energy and chakra work a try. You don't have to believe in it in your mind. I'm putting believe in air quotes. You simply try it. I've really never had anyone that focused on a chakra area for a few weeks that didn't eventually begin to palpably feel it in their body. And that changes everything for them because all of a sudden they become aware of this whole other realm within them. And it's empowering. And it gives you a sense that you can actually control the energy that you're bringing to your life, your relationships, and every situation.
I like that. Thank you so much, Lisa. First of all, listeners, I have tried it, and I hope you will too. It worked for me. It empowered me. And it is such a powerful tool, as Lisa said, especially given these very challenging times. So thank you so much for joining me, Lisa. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
It's been a pleasure for me too, Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. And again, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about Lisa Erickson or her new book, Chakra Empowerment for Women, please go to chakraempowermentforwomen.com. And as always, listeners, breathe. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is drterrytheloveDoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, be safe, be healthy, and until next time, here's to your happy, healthy relationships.